The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, and welcome to your Texans Daily podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Thursday, August 13th. With the preseason opener just 2 days away, we spoke with Coach Gary Kubiak after practice this morning to catch his plans for the game.
Coach, what's the update with Kansas? I mean, how many starters and that type of stuff?
Our first group will play probably, 12 to 15 snaps in the game. There are some guys in our first group that are very young players that will play more than that, that will play probably 20 to 25 snaps. Our twos will basically play the second, third quarter, and our threes will play the fourth quarter. So that's the way we go about it. There'll be an adjustment here or there.
Who are those young guys you're talking about?
What's that?
Who are those young guys you're talking about?
Without me getting into each and every guy, there's young players. A guy like, Zach and Adibi, they need to play more than D'Amico. So guys like that, they're first group players, but they're very young. They need more time, so they will play a little bit more.
Have you decided who's going to start opposite Fred on Saturday?
Opposite Fred? Well, it was McCain, but David got mad at him this morning, so I'll let you know this afternoon. I expect it to be Bryce. Bryce and Quinn will rotate throughout the first half. They'll play the first half.
You know what, man? You played in preseason quite a bit. What does it mean to Orlovsky?
Well, that's your regular season, John. As a backup quarterback, this is your season. You're going to play, Dan's going to play half football game here coming up Saturday, probably pretty close to the same in week two, not as much in week three, and then play a whole game in week four. So this is his season to prove to this team that if something happens to Madden, he's ready to go.
Rex could play now.
Yes, Rex is going to play. He's definitely going to play the fourth quarter. He may even play a little bit more than that. He's really made a lot of progress, doing some good stuff.
Mike Jones has been out. He came back today. He's a big target. Is he going to get to play?
Larry's been impressed with him, John. He's missed a lot of time with his hamstring, but he has been back the last 2 days. I expect him to play in the game. If he doesn't, he will definitely play next week. It's probably just a fill where he thinks he was going to start.
Did you all the bread from
Barber? Oh, I thought he scraped his knee. Yeah. I hold it every day, John. Just can't let him see me holding it. I don't know. Dillon's had an elbow issue throughout camp. I don't know about it. He hit something to his wrist this morning. But, he and Frank are fixing to play a lot of football Saturday. That's a battle for that job, and important that both those guys play like starters for our team.
Is there anybody more important than the draft picks you want to see?
I wish Foster was going to be on the field. As of right now, I don't see myself putting him out there. That's probably the biggest one. But, we got some very young starters when you talk about Adibi, you talk about Zach, right now, and you talk about a guy like Fred, that you really want to see those guys start to look like, season-type veteran players. And so, I'm excited to see how Moby plays. I think he's got a good camp. I want to see how he plays. So it's pretty decent.
A guy like Beasley, is he pushing to make the team?
John?
Yeah.
I think he knows that, he and Troy are up against it, where they're at on the depth chart right now. But is he capable of making a team in this league? Don't be surprised. So he's going to play.
Is it for hard for Frank? He's going against one of his mentors, clients,
yeah.
And he'd love to show himself that he can.
Now,
what are the defense for Josh?
Now, right now, with us defensively, John, we need to just stick with our base stuff and see who can play and who can help us. We've lost some continuity with some things going on, nick-wise and stuff like that. But we just need to settle down, go out there and play our base, find out who's going to be able to help us as we work towards the season.
Has the lack of consistency on offense been the biggest problem for Jacoby contributing more?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I'd say a lack of consistency just overall as a pro, as a player on the field, classroom, all those things. So, but he's been good. We've talked about this before, and I'll give you an example today. It's time to go play, and you should be practicing pretty solid today and know what you're doing. And, he's got a few mistakes today. That's pros going to make mistakes 2 days before the game. So stuff like that. But he's working toward getting better.
Coach Andre Davis, it seems like he's making every play when he's got an opportunity.
you know, I turned to Ray Rhodes in the back here during practice. I said, boy, Ray, you know, he's a starter. And Ray said, yeah, you bet. He's a heck of a player. And that's the way we think of him. And we're just very fortunate. I mean, teams get a group of receivers like we got in one spot, and very fortunate to have them, and we got to use them the right way.
Have you ever had that much stability from top to bottom in the receiving corps coming back?
It's the best group of workers I've ever had as a coach, but it's like I think I said this the other day. The group didn't happen because they're all first-round picks. It happened because they're coached very well. They all work. I mean, they're all kind of overachieving guys that have made their way in the business, just working their tail off, and that's the way they play. So it's a credit to Larry and the job he's done and the way Andre leads the group.
Connor said that y'all told him last night, or told the young guys, that even if it's a preseason game, it's a game they're never going to forget. And so he's kind of looking at it. What did you tell him?
I just told him last night. I said, you know, people tend to say preseason games aren't important. I told him I thought that would be an insult to the guys and what I put them through the last 2 weeks to tell them that this Saturday night's not important. I mean, there's a group of veterans that have a kind of a pattern. They know how they got to get ready to play, get ready for New York. But there's the majority of guys in that room are fighting for their life, Mark. And how they play in the preseason will determine what they do. And I told them, you'll remember the first time you ever step on a pro field. I did. You know, I teased them with them. I said, I was 2 for 2. I completed one to the Broncos and one to the Falcons. And so they're going to remember it, and it's important, and I want them to know it's important to me.
Yeah, they talked about wanting to find out if they're in game shape now.
Well, they're going to play this game tighter than they would play a normal game. Just in nature, we're in training camp, so they're going to be, you know, a little more wore out going into this one. But that's what you're trying to find out. You're trying to find out who can think when they're tired, who can push themselves. I told the guys when we walk in here Sunday, there's going to be some surprises. They're going to be talking about so and so who surprises on offense, defense, special teams. Are you going to be that guy? And ultimately, they're trying to prove they can play in the National Football League. Yeah, they want to make our team, but bottom line, everybody's trying to prove they belong in this league.
Gary, have you talked about how long you're going to go with everybody?
Basically, the rhythm would be starters first quarter, backup second, third, 13, fourth quarter. That's kind of where we're starting.
Hey, Coach, how's Boomer been
looking
out there?
Boomer's done some good things. He took, Vonta had some family issues, and he got a lot of reps. He took advantage of those reps. He's proved to us that he kind of fits what we do, but now it's time for him to go prove it on the field. So we should.
Health situation
is it? Nothing changed. We're the same. The only thing is Foster. We were hoping he would be ready to go. I would say right now it doesn't look like he will be ready to go.
Barwin's got a cut on his knee.
It's my understanding. I don't know, Tim. I thought he just scraped his knee. So.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news here at HoustonTexans.com. Remember, fans, we have 2 open practices against the Saints, August 19th and 20th. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.